Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,348. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, the radio.com world premiere of the new Greta Van Fleet. It's a bad choice Friday, bitches. The return of Ted versus the FCC. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Quick clap.
Drunk and drive. All right, here we go. Jacksonville police capture an emu who was attacking and chasing people on the west side. Meanwhile, in London, two are arrested after 17 children go to the hospital, all very blurry-eyed. Southwest captain gives passenger a shirt when crew says her boobs are hanging out.
They were.
Thousands cry as plane crashes in Mexico, leaving nothing to put up their snout. And a teen is rescued from a storm drain after crawling in to get his phone that he dropped. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, we told you on this very program on Wednesday about the situation in Multnomah County, Oregon, where someone has been leaving bags of human poop mixed with kitty litter on the side of the highway, and it's been happening since 2018. So aside from being weird, well, someone has to clean it up, and no one wants to have to clean that up. In fact, in New York City, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, the MTA, they're sick and tired of cleaning up poop in the subways, the buses, transit facilities. So they did what they should have done 100 years ago, and they are now in 2020, formally banning defecating on MTA property. In other words, it was not banned before. But like the Oregon Highway, someone has to clean it up. But when it comes to cleanups, you know, sometimes maybe it's better to not know what it is. Outside of a Buffalo, New York home, a family isn't quite sure what the sticky purple substance is that fell out of the sky and splattered all over their home, driveway, car, and deck. But they think it might be toilet discharge from a plane. Why? Because they live about a mile away from the airport, and this wouldn't be the first time. That's how things go. But look, in Indiana, crews had to clean up honey off of a highway after a truck overturned. And I'd rather deal with honey, however, than the folks who had to clean up 7,500 pounds of slime eels. If you're not familiar with slime eels, they're also hagfish. a flatbed truck carrying 7,500 pounds of them got into an accident. And basically, they splattered all over the street and all over people's cars. But again, that's better than the poor biologist who had to scrub the guts of an exploded sperm whale off of himself after it exploded when he was trying to perform an autopsy on it. In case you're catching a theme here today, we are talking about cleaning up. And I'm not talking about washing your dishes off in the kitchen sink after dinner. We're talking about those nasty, oh no, the dog pooped. Oh no, somebody vomited. Oh no, I have to scrape boogers off the bottom of a seat. True story. We'll get to that. So today's question is this. What do you hope to never have to clean up again?
Hey, for a big show, call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Text 77999 and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home of Charles and away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,348. It is a positive Friday. And a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. You think to yourself, man, these guys have been working hard through the pandemic. Through the COVID, surely they'll need a day off. Probably hear the show again one of those days when we take a day off.
When we get around to it.
Yeah. It's going to be a big show for you today. Exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Steve and I were up pretty late last night.
Pretty late.
Tongue twisters for Ted.
4:30 a.m., man.
Right. We would have stayed up later if that plane hadn't crashed in Mexico. But either way.
We're waiting for our shipment.
We found a good way to stay up regardless. It's supposed to be landing here locally about this time this morning. And for some reason, they shot it out of the sky. So anyway, we found some other drugs that we could take. And we were up to about 3 o'clock in the morning. Lo and behold, we came in here, and there's a listener-submitted Ted versus the FCC request.
Son of a bitch.
So we're going to go with that one today. And as we brought back last week, once again, it is the exciting return of Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday. It's Bad Choice Friday. You know it's Bad Choice Friday. Hey, man, this is your fault.
Shame on.
And this Friday, we're going to dance. Yeah.
The fact that this is three grown men will never cease to amaze me.
There were some pictures up of the KISW studio when we ran back the Van Halen interview of that day. Huh? Right there on the console board, it says, Disco sucks. So we figured, what better way to celebrate that than to hit you also with some YMCA from the Village Beach. Why the hell not? Bad Choice Friday for a reason. You know you want to hear that. Don't act like you don't. A bunch of people pulling up to red lights, rolling their car windows up like, oh, no.
Just say you're at a baseball game.
Yeah, exactly. How do you vote on Bad Choice Friday? This is easy. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, we got the poll up. We'll take your poll, and then we'll play that coming up at 5 o'clock. Bad Choice Friday.
Isn't that right, Ted?
Will it be Stay Alive from the Bee Gees or YMCA from the Village People? Okay, on to the question. We've all had to deal with some crap in our lives as far as things that you want to clean up, things that you do not want to clean up. I had one recently, and it still haunts me to this very day. There's nothing I can do to stop this. It has been insane. About 3 months ago, when the weather was still kind of hot, had the air conditioner on, I have a slider window in my place.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's a double pane slider window, and on the inside is the argon gas or whatever. Well, I had a shift in the foundation of my home. All right. So my home's foundation either slipped, shifted. I don't know what the hell happened.
Slifted, bro.
I came home one day, and the entire inside of the window is splintered into a million pieces. Now, it's all together.
Right.
It's still intact. But then I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking to myself as I walk in, oh, God, someone tried to break into my house. Mm-hmm. Or someone is inside my house. Because I could not figure out how the inside of this window completely shattered. You know what I mean? It was insane. Then I realized, okay, well, the outside panel of the glass is intact.
Right.
So no one tried to come in from the outside. This happened from the inside of my home. And once I figured out exactly what happened, the panic went down. Trust me, like I grabbed a knife out of my kitchen drawer, like, who's in my house? Kind of thing, you know. Opening up the shower curtain real big, you know what I mean? Like, rawr! That's not it. But either way.
Aren't you glad no one was in your bathtub?
So I opened up the slider door. And what happens? About 5,000 pieces of the glass right in the middle of this thing fall out and just splinter all over my floor. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, no. So I get the vacuum cleaner out. I start vacuuming up all this glass. And then...
Can you vacuum glass?
You know what?
I don't think you should.
I did the best I could.
Sweep first.
I mean, I tried
my
best.
Did you go straight vacuum?
It was... Well, I had to use the hose portion of it to get in the cracks and all the seals. It was just, you know...
You need to get a shop back, dude.
No kidding. Well, I
never... I got one that some guys left in my house 2 years ago.
You got one because the contractors forgot to take it home.
I called them 3 times. They did not pick it up. Sure, I still have me a shop vac.
Guys, I got your shop back.
Right.
We never say,
I believe you.
We got your shop back.
Well, you got a shop back. I don't got a shop. I don't have a stolen shop back.
I didn't steal it. I simply kept it.
Right, exactly. So I vacuum all this crap up, and then I realize it's not done.
Right.
So I'm asleep, and I hear, and the glass is still slowly falling out of this pane and falling on the floor. Whenever the sun came up in the morning
right.
and hit that glass, you know what I mean? Whenever I turned my air... And I mean, I cleaned up no less than 50 times. Now, I can walk up my stairs right now and still see slivers of glass.
Right, get that little glint.
Like, oh, I mean, they don't go away. And
yeah.
Like I keep cleaning and cleaning, and I'm to the point where I'm pretty sure I will never get all the glass up.
Oh, you won't.
So I went from being barefoot around the house all the time, which is kind of how I roll, to the last 3 months of wearing shoes in the house, which to me is just not my style.
Like flip-flops or shoes?
Well, now I'm wearing shoes.
Oh, yeah, that is not you at all.
No, and normally I don't even wear flip-flops. I mean, occasionally I do.
But then again, normally you don't have glass on your floor.
Not all over the place. It is still not cleaned up. Fortunately, they finally came and cleaned the glass. You might wonder why it took 3 months to replace this glass. There's a couple reasons, because I would... Not that I wasn't privy to this, but I just didn't think about
you
it all the way through.
You don't connect the dots.
I did not connect the dots. You see, we've had a few protests in Seattle over the past few months for a variety of reasons, all understandable. However, the businesses downtown have lost a lot of their glass. All right? So there are a lot of people out there who needed new glass for their storefronts. And then they'd replace that, and then a week later, they need to replace it again.
Right.
And this continued over and over and over. And as a guy explained to me, hey, look, sometimes... Owner of a business just goes and says, man, I'm going to board up this glass and sticks a nail right through the glass he already has and shatters it on its own.
Oh,
so, yeah. So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of glass repair going right. on in the area, to say the least. But I finally got it done, and thank God for that. But that has not changed the plight of the glass still being everywhere, which is, I just cannot keep up with it.
I don't like cleaning glass because glass, like you said, no matter how good of a job you think you've done and how much effort you put in, inevitably, like you said, the sun hits it right and you're like, oh, my God.
Right.
There's like 3 more slivers. For me, and look, most bodily functions do not bother me. And I'm certainly not screaming around blood. Ted, not to throw you under the bus, but when you busted your head open, right?
Oh, yeah.
Take your ass to the hospital, but it's just, there are pools of blood, but it's all carpeting. And it would have been a lot better if it were a floor. But my wife and I go back to Ted's place. While Ted's in the hospital, we're going to try to steam clean.
Steam clean brings out all the smells.
It wasn't that, all right? I was prepared for that. We rented the steam cleaner. We're going through the house. The problem was, and I didn't think about this, all right? So some of these pools of blood were deep enough that they actually formed scabs on top.
It was a lot of blood.
Yeah, and I mean, you're talking like, honest to God, like an inch and a half thick, because it's in the carpet, and then, you know, the scab forms on top. And I'm just not thinking about it. We're cleaning up the blood. This does not bother me. But broke open one of these scab tops, and it's about the size of, like, I don't know, picture like a coffee cup. So it's about that round.
Like blood, but creme brulee.
But right. So I kind of break the scab open because the steam cleaner's not going to get through the scab. And I can't explain what happens to blood and what it smells like once it is scabbed.
Coagulates
over the top.
Kind of.
It was, and I mean, it is immediate. And so I'm trying to deal with that, and I'm dealing with the scabby portions of this. And now I hear my wife in the other corner, and I'm like, no. You either go out on this balcony, go out, do not puke, because if you puke, then I'm going to puke, then we're going to be cleaning blood.
When she went out on the balcony, did she get on her knees?
No, she doesn't have a penis to masturbate, right. But she...
that was the balcony.
She stepped out that very balcony, but she stepped out for a bit because I said, look, you have to let me get through this part because you're going to make me wretch because I'm listening to you, wretch. I know it's gross. And we did what we could, but it was... That's the only part that bothered me, but I do remember as I'm doing the steam cleaner, right? And you're going over, you know, clean water goes into the carpet, dirty water comes up. It wasn't dirty, it was red. No. And I just remember I'm looking at this like, oh my, there is so much freaking blood in here, but I'm telling you, man... You break open that scab, and it'd only been like 6 hours, like probably total drying time, but the smell, not the sight, nothing. None of that bothered me until I smelled what I smelled, and I'm like, I don't ever want to do this again.
Did you get your security deposit back on that place?
No.
Okay, yes, I mean, I don't know. That didn't come out, did it?
They probably thought you murdered someone. Right. You're lucky we didn't call the cops.
You don't realize when you have blood, even like when I cut my hands up just cleaning up all that glass.
Oh, they tore out that carpet.
Oh, I got, I had so many cuts, and I was pulling out so many splinters of glass in my hands trying to clean this stuff. My light switches were covered in blood. Things that I touched that I didn't realize that I touched, you know what I mean? My shower curtain was covered in blood. Like, just, you know, everything. Like,
dude, I did it a couple weeks ago. I was shotgunning a beer, and like an idiot, you use the key to cut the hole, right?
Yeah.
And I know better, but I already had a few beverages, so I used my finger to pry it open a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And sliced my finger open, and I was like, oh, it's fine. And then people were like, no, man, that is not fine. So then we put it in a bowl of ice to stop it, but then that's full of blood.
Oh,
and then people are really freaking out.
All the shotgun
one beer.
And you know what's even worse? It was a White Claw.
Oh, damn, man.
Oh, no. We go to, Steve, you're from New York. Tell me how to pronounce that.
That would be Cheektowaga.
Cheektowaga.
Cheektowaga. That's how you know you're mostly in Western New York.
Okay.
Once it's hard to say.
This is kind of a strange story. Lynn Page and her husband Mike woke up to find that a strange purple substance had fallen from the sky and splattered all over their home, deck, driveway, and their car.
It was Barney semen.
I don't know where it came from or what it was exactly. It is a mess. It is all over the floor. It is all over the place. The couple called 7 Eyewitness News for advice because they worried that it might be an accidental toilet discharge from an airplane, which do often fly over the couple's home on their way to Buffalo Niagara International Airport, which is about a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some kind of valve was left open. They didn't know about it, but these purple splotches and residue are all over. Couple did worry about their health safety. I don't have good health, so it does worry me. It is scary. That's why I called you guys. At 7 Eyewitness News.
Were they like, word news, we not hazmat.
Yeah, it could be toxic, it could be full of COVID, or anything else. And by the way, they did do a study that says toilets are one of the biggest spreaders of COVID.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean...
Of course it is.
Yeah, at Oregon State, they're testing the poo.
They're not...
Are they?
Yeah. They're like outside the dorms.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I'll be damned. Okay, yeah.
So I don't want to be self-conscious when I'm pooping. I mean, just think about that. I'm a student there, and every time you poop, you just want to poop, right? And I'm like... Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to test my poop. Oh, my God. I hope I don't have the virus.
Apparently, the airport gets a lot of these calls about suspected discharges from planes falling on homes. Mm-hmm. Well, planes are prohibited usually from dumping toilet waste while flying. Usually.
That doesn't mean a lot of things are prohibited. That means nothing.
I mean,
It's prohibited.
Ask Dave Matthews.
Oh, I know. And you know all those boats are under there.
Yeah.
I've never seen a river that's more busy in my life than in Chicago. As far as the tourist boats and everything else, I mean, that thing is bumping downtown.
Right. It's prohibited. And what did you do? You dump poop through the Great Bridge anyway. Prohibited doesn't mean a damn thing.
But they're saying it could be caused by a flock of birds that have eaten certain berries containing a high concentration of pigment.
They're trying to make them feel better.
So that's the other option here. But
See the picture?
Oh, my God. I can't believe that's bird crap.
If those birds did not explode together, it's probably not bird crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then we head up the road to Michigan, where a stretch of I-75 in Monroe County has reopened following a sewage spill that led to a fatal crash involving two semi-trucks.
Oh, damn.
A truck driver was killed after being pinned in his rig when he slammed into the back of another semi. Crash happened as crews were on the scene cleaning up a biohazard spill on the freeway. The victim is reportedly a 51-year-old man from Detroit. The man in the semi he crashed into was also hurt. A dump truck had rolled over around 9:40 a.m., spilling human waste all over the interstate. The situation worsened, police said, when a truck pulling a camper lost control and slid all over the substance, causing a chain reaction.
So it hydroplaned on poop.
It was sliding back and forth. Caused the accident.
That should be in your horoscope in the paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, traffic began moving freely about 6 hours later to 7 hours later. Took them all that time to clean up all the human waste that spilled all over the road.
Poop seems to be the... And look, we understand, especially if it is not your poop, you do not want to clean poop. And people are making that clear here. Someone says, this is an easy question. And I've heard this story before, but it makes me laugh every time. I never want to have to clean dog ass out of my Roomba ever again. I finally decided to turn off the scheduled vacuuming on the app after the third time it rolled through dog ass.
What about your dog eating the 2.5 raw steaks? Did the stains ever come out of the steps?
We got the stains out of the steps. We own a steam cleaner now. But the dog, and believe it or not, after she ate all of the steak. This was last week, and this dog ate a lot of raw, perfectly marinated steak, by the way. But the reason I was mostly pissed at the dog, like dogs do things, but I'm like, you realize by doing this, whatever happens in your gut is going to be my problem. Now, I am very, very happy to say I was at work, so it became my wife's problem, and that's when the stairs went on the steam cleaner. But every time I took this dog outside, you know, I don't know what the working theory is. I make an effort to pick up my dog's poop, as we all do. That was impossible.
Sure.
Like, there's no... I gave it the effort, so if anyone's looking, it looked like I'm trying to clean the poop. This was not poop, as we know poop to be. This was how a dog processes the red meat.
Okay.
And you know what killed me about it? Still smelled a little bit of garlic.
You know what I really think should kill you? You know what I really think should kill you about it, to be honest with you?
That I didn't get my goddamn steak.
That's exactly right, because Mike did an auction that night, and somebody was supposed to bring him steaks, and I guarantee you they're sitting in his freezer.
No.
Yes, they are.
No.
You son of a bitch.
Yes, they are. No. Yes, they are. You had an auction that night. One of the guys you were working with said he's going to bring you some meat because of steak. Because of Steve's steak situation.
Exactly.
Did you get the meat?
You can trust me, Miles, that meat will get in here. You can trust me.
In the toilet?
No.
How many steaks did you get?
I don't have any steaks yet, Miles.
Oh, you didn't get them?
No, not yet.
Okay.
They're coming.
Here's the thing.
They're coming. It's been arranged. They're coming.
All right.
Okay. Now, the guy's Roomba situation is bad, and a lot of people have had that problem. This one, to me, trumps it all, okay? It just says, well, my daughter was about 2. She pooped herself in a room. And when I went in there, she had taken it from her pants and stuffed it into the VCR. And smeared it over the rest of the TV screen. Right. kids.
That is so gross.
Remember, if you're thinking about having a kid, that's your reality.
What do you hope to never have to clean up again? 206-421-ROCK.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
SW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Our question, what do you hope to never have to clean up again? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Dan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hola.
Positive Friday, Dan.
Positive Friday.
So I was going to tell a story about a girl I was dating when I was 16 and we were getting ready to have sex. Puked all over the floor and I used the vacuum to clean it up. And the vacuum stung for years every time you use it. For years. And I kept the vacuum. But as I was thinking about this girl, I thought of an even worse story. So her and I, same again, we're in bed getting ready to have sex. Both of us stark naked. And I reached up to the windowsill to grab something off the windowsill. I had a big ashtray up there, like the size of like a dinner plate. Maybe like 2 or 3 inches deep.
All right.
The thing was full of cigarette butts. Ashes just mounded up on there, and as my hand was coming down, it clipped the edge of the ashtray and flipped it right into her lap.
Ah!
Did you have sex?
Both times we still had But as we were cleaning up, I found like fingernails in there.
You're really lucky that anybody even wanted to go into your bedroom if that was the condition. Then I had a spittoon in a jug by the bed.
Good times.
Yeah, and an old school Bandits that I didn't throw away on my ledge there.
God, my grandmother, man, on my mom's side, she used to, you're used to it because I just grew up with it. Looking back, it was vile, but she would constantly just spit loogies into empty half-gallon milk containers, right? It would sit on her nightstand, and she'd be talking to you. Damn, baby, well, I'm glad y'all come. Right? And you would hear this thing, like, right, when it landed in there. And my cousin was 3 years old. I'm about 11. He doesn't know, man. And I just remember this poor kid. There's like eight of us in her bedroom. That's where their one TV was, all this kind of crap. I remember we were watching the movie Silverado.
Right.
Everyone agreed they had just gotten cable. And my mom was like, well, I'm worried about cable because, you know, your grandfather, again, this dude literally goes to church 7 days a week. But we want to make sure it's nothing offensive. Here's Silverado. I guess there's no cussing. It's a Western, blah, blah, blah. So we're all kind of absolutely watching this movie. And my cousin walks over and he thinks that this milk carton, understandably, is full of milk. So, no, don't worry. He does not guzzle it. But this kid puts his hand on the milk carton and everyone in this room screams no in unison at the top of the lungs, and my cousin just starts bawling. Like, he thought he did something wrong. But so he didn't know what was wrong, and he's crying about this for, like, 20 minutes. And finally, I was like, hey, man, look, Grandma, she basically put snot rockets in that bad boy, and you don't want. And he's like, what? I'm like, yeah, it's full of mucus and phlegm and whatever has been in her mouth. And if you were to spill that, like, it would be a hazmat situation.
We, the Skull Bandits thing brought up a memory of mine. I completely forgot about it. Like the kid yesterday who ate nothing but skinless bangers.
Skinless bangers.
Well, I had a roommate, and he wasn't really a roommate.
Skin on me bangers.
This was a couch surfer who ended up staying in our place for about 3 months.
Grandma.
Yeah, pretty much. So he was one of those guys we couldn't get rid of.
Sure.
He was a decent enough guy. He didn't pay rent. You know, he's like, he was going through a hard time, whatever.
Right.
Like, okay. He was the guy who would drink your beer, would eat your pizza, never reciprocate for anything. He was there.
I can't afford it, man.
We tried to get him out of there. Like, even his girlfriend, like, his mom came one time and banged on the door, like, where's Timmy? Where's my daughter? Get her away from me. I mean, like that.
Like, dude, you gotta go, man.
So, our kitchen sink, it's clogged up. Now, we don't have any money. As far as our landlord is concerned, we called him, use Drano, go buy some Drano, see what happens.
Yeah, they're not going to help.
We use Drano and everything.
Not when you pay that little rent.
I don't know what Tim's deal was, but Tim was one of those guys. He would eat like 3 or 4 oranges a day.
Okay.
All right. So eventually, the guy called. This is like a month goes by. I don't even think Tim lived there anymore. I think he moved out by this point. But our sink in the kitchen is still clogged. And this is problematic. Because we haven't done dishes.
Right.
We can't do anything. We don't have a dishwasher or anything like that. They finally get a plumber over because the Drano didn't work. And down in that little U-shaped drain portion, like the catch area, below the sink, underneath the sink, the plumber had to come in and take that whole piece off to see if he could figure out where in the hell the backup was. The backup was at least 8 or 9 orange peels. It was 4 to 5 inches thick. In between those were Tim's Skull Bandits that he kept throwing down the sink with orange peels. So we ended up paying like $250 to have this thing fixed. Now, our rent wasn't $250 a piece. Right. You know what I mean? Like, this is money that you would use for beer or weed or food or whatever, man.
I like the food is third on the list.
Oh, my God. And we could never get a hold of his ass to have him pay for
of course.
It. You know what I mean? Because we didn't know what it was. We were like, well, it's a backup. Something's down in there. You know, no big deal. Then we were like, it's Tim. He's the guy who ruined our sink. You know, it's just, he was a slob anyway. But the idea of thinking that you can throw orange peels down the drain and Skull Bandits, you're like, what in the hell's wrong with this guy?
Look, there's a lot of plumbers out there. I do not understand what the attraction is, right? I mean,
because, I don't either.
Man, you're dealing with someone's toilet, you're dealing with someone's sink. Like, you never find anything awesome, I don't think. You might find something awesome, but not in a pipe.
No. We had...
Dude, look, years ago, I had a bunch of friends in town, right? I was still a Washington football team fan.
All right.
And they're playing the Seahawks in the playoffs. So there's literally like 10 dudes at my apartment, right? So I go to work and I come home and one of them goes, yeah, man, your toilet's clogged.
Like,
right? And so they've left now to go check into the hotel. Like, they're leaving as I'm walking in.
Yeah.
Same thing. I go back there and they ran out of toilet paper and they just started using paper towels.
Oh, and flushing it down.
Yes. And then they're like, oh, it's clogged. Like, right there, paper towels.
Right.
Well,
there's a way you phrase it. They're not lying to you, but what you need to say is, hey, man, my apologies. We have plugged your toilet. Not your toilet is plugged.
And I live in the middle of a city. Go to the damn store.
Yeah. We moved into an apartment, all of us together, when we first moved to Seattle. And the apartment building itself, it probably dates back to the early 1900s.
It smelled like cigar smoke and cat pee.
I mean, it smelled like that.
Ghost. It smells like ghost in there.
You walk in there, man, and it was just one of these funks where you smelled it, and you're like, what the hell is going on?
How many people have died on this carpeting?
Right, exactly. We were not in there any longer than 2 months, probably. And in our shower, which either just spit fire like a blowtorch.
I have never experienced water that hot coming out of a faucet.
You couldn't even get a cup of water, you know what I mean, in the kitchen without ruining someone and scalding them in the shower, because that's how severe the water shift was.
You had to tell, seriously, if you took a shower, like, hey, guys, I'm going to take a shower. So, like, if you want water or if you have to go to the bathroom and flush a toilet, please do it now.
And the shower was a single small shower in the one bathroom. Right? So you couldn't, it's not like being in a tub where you can kind of get away from the water.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah. So eventually, and we're not there very long, the shower starts to have standing water in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the water's not going down the drain. So I'm like, well, hell, we need to figure out what's in there. Do you guys remember?
Yes.
What I pulled out of that
the hair.
Now remember, this was not
artist formerly known as hair. It was not hair at the point that you pulled it out.
This had to be 6 to 7 years worth of other people's hair.
Other people.
This thing looked like a Baltimore sewer rat. When I pulled it out, I have never seen a bigger. And you know what, man? And to be honest with you, we're four guys living in that place, or three guys living in that place, so there's spermatozoa are probably in there for me and Ted, because Steve had a different shower. I mean, I don't know where you were going at it, but I, you know. Anyway, the thing was just, I mean, it was slimy.
Using the bathroom, but not the shower specific.
Yeah, I mean, well, maybe that was my jam, but anyway. So, like, you see the slimy stuff when I'm putting. I swear to you, it was 3 feet long.
It was at least that long.
It was 3 feet long, and it just reeked.
And it was like that gray. I don't know what happens to the hair when it sits in water, man, but it is not an awesome transformation.
No. Oh, God.
I said, look at this thing. Like, I want to stop looking at that.
Oh, my God. It was like, and it was all other people's stuff. That was the other thing, too. I mean, like, years and years and years.
None of us contributed to this.
No, because we didn't have like 10 inch long hair. And the pubes were in there, and all the other stuff.
It was big.
It was big. It was just so, I could not believe what was in that drain. It was so freaking disgusting.
That's so gross. That's so gross.
Our question, what do you hope to never have to clean up again? 206-421-ROCK.
That's where the legend of Montgomery was born. Mm-hmm. Threw a beer can all the way across the construction site.
It's now sitting under the poly clinic.
Yes, it is.
They don't know that, but they built it on top of a beer can. Hello, Melody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
This mess I never want to clean up again has to do with my two full-grown German shepherds and a really cute...
It is outpour time, please. Put it in the bowl.
Oh, thank you. So, I had a male and a female German shepherd. And when we left the house alone, they had a big back porch with a door from the kitchen where they could be enclosed on the porch or they could go outside. And then we acquired this little tiny bunny rabbit, and we hadn't got a cage for her yet. So we left for the day, came home, and the dogs had gotten through the door, and the plants were knocked over, lamps were broken, pictures were knocked over, there's glass all over the floor, and a couple little tufts of, you know, bunny rabbit fur here and but no sign of that bunny rabbit. And then keep in mind, this is a long time ago, we had shag carpet, so cleaning up that mess already was a task.
Were there any bunny guts, or was it just the fur?
Was it completely gone?
Nothing but a couple of tufts of fur, and I was hoping that that bunny rabbit had, you know, maybe escaped through the back door.
The back door of your dog's ass, yeah, after it was eaten.
Okay, well, that's the rest of the story. So here's what happened. Reno, the male dog, I'm pretty sure he's bigger and stronger than Lady, the female German Shepherd, and it seemed like he just wanted to get that bunny rabbit all for himself. So we got home like 3 or 4 days later, walk in the door, and then there's just a stench of death. It was, and gross, like worse than any kind of honey bucket you've ever been in. And then right next to one of our plants on our shag carpet was this little slimy ball of fur about the size of a cheeseburger, I would say.
Oh, cheeseburger. Good analogy. Mm,
very happy. Well, yeah. Boy, let's go to McDonald's after this.
There goes dinner.
Yeah. Yum. So apparently, Reno, the male dog,
had eaten the bunny and then pooped it out.
No. He didn't poop it out. He puked it out.
Okay.
But he didn't want to share that bunny with lady. He wanted it all to himself, so he obviously swallowed that little bunny whole, and then he got an upset stomach and he puked her out, and so that little dead bunny was just laying there on my shag carpet, all intact, no blood. He didn't even...
Oh, damn.
He just swallowed her whole.
Okay.
Like a snake.
God damn.
That was not good when I run over that family of bunnies with a lawnmower and had to clean out the underneath side of it.
It's less atrocious if you call them rabbits.
Yeah,
what's called bunnies? Rabbits. That's a terrible story.
Well, it's just,
if it's rabbits, this just happens in nature.
It's like I put it like, you know, 6 bunnies in a Cuisinart.
But then you have to like clean the bottom of the lawnmower?
Yeah, and you know, people don't clean the bottom of the lawnmower. I'm a kid, you know what I mean? So like there's already like a half inch of dried grass around the perimeter and all that stuff, and now all this stuff is just stuck into it. And I was just like, I know, still fresh and hot.
How many do you think you took out?
I don't know. It was terrible.
I mean, how many are in a litter of bunnies?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But they were all in their pink stages. So they're like, they hadn't even gotten hair yet.
They're itty bitty bunnies.
Yeah, they were the tiny ones.
How long did it take you to realize that you'd run over something? Like, was
not,
it like,
well, no, jam my lawnmower. You got to remember,
they may not have been pink. Their fur may have been red with blood.
That's probably what. Yeah. Well, see, I was cutting grass that was like 2 feet high.
Yeah.
So it was so thick, and I didn't have a weed eater. I was picking the front up and dropping it, and then pulling it
right on top of bunnies.
Yeah. That's exactly what I did. I didn't see the nest. It was down in below and just dropped it right on top. And kunk, 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 kunk. I was like, what the hell is that?
Oh, God, it's bunnies.
Oh, my God. You know what I mean? And it took me a while to identify what I had killed.
Sure.
And then once I did, I was like, because I got the mom. I was like,
How old were you?
Like 9, 8.
Peter Cottontail hit him with an egg.
Oh, man.
That's where Miles first got the taste for
killing. Oh, man.
Killing.
Yeah. Jesus.
What was the other animal you just ran over?
I ran over a family of grouse or pheasant.
But that was the car.
I just saw it. Looked like I looked in my rearview mirror. They walked right out in front. I heard thump 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 thump, and then I looked in the rearview mirror, and all I could see was like a poof of feathers and pink dust.
Oh, that's not dust, son.
No, it wasn't. I was like,
that's not strawberry quick.
And I thought one might be in my grill or two because there was, they weren't in there. So.
Oof.
Pulled out a few feathers and off I went. What do you hope to never have to clean up again? 206-421-RAW.
Hello, Manuel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
That's a little bias. You want to say hi?
Yes. She's dead. Along with sunshine.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
You guys can hear me clear?
What's that?
Yeah.
You guys can hear me okay? I mean, there's no background unusual. I'm using my Bluetooth, that's why.
No, you sound good, man. You're good to go.
Okay. Well, positive Fridays, guys. Miles Montgomery. See the Thrill Hill.
Positive Friday.
Pretty T over there. Oh, and Pudge Man.
Pretty T.
Pudge Man, yeah. What did you have to clean up?
This story goes back when I used to work at the Memorial Hospital over here in Long Beach, California. I was a floor tech and a housekeeper. I get a call. I go into a room. Man was pretty stubborn. He had throat issues, but he was very stubborn. He wanted to do things on his own. At the age, that's what he wanted to do. He went to the bathroom by himself. I go in there, eventually finding out that his IV had snapped off from his arm, and he sprayed blood all over the room, all over the bathroom, and that he fell off the seat when that happened, of the toilet, trying to poop. And he sprayed poop all over the bathroom as well.
And you had to clean that up?
Oh, yeah, I had to clean it up. The kicker is interesting, though. It did not smell.
That is weird.
I was glad about that.
That is
weird. You're telling me the man covered bathroom walls with poop that sprayed out, and it did not stink.
Yeah, unbelievable. I was happy about that. When I got the call, I'm like, the minimum wage ain't worth this, but
let me ask you a question.
I need to pay.
After he watches you clean up all the blood, because he's not leaving the room.
Right.
After he watches you clean the bathroom, at that point in time, was he a little bit less stubborn knowing that, you know what I mean, because of his actions, you had to take care of all that crap, or did he just not care?
No, I'm thinking he's probably one of those entitled people that don't, where the help, that's it.
I got you. Okay.
You're there to do that and only that.
Well.
That's your job.
Yeah. That's,
I mean, that's the one thing. Even when I was working in restaurants, man, I felt bad for the dishwashers. Because at least when I washed dishes, I washed dishes at Chi-Chi's. Thankfully, in the time I was there, sure, somebody died in the kitchen, but I never had to clean up anything horrible in the bathroom. But as I started working in the inner city, you get the occasional person who might wander in that's not necessarily a customer. And you're unaware that they're there. And you have a customer who everyone always tries to be so calm about.
Excuse me, you work here, right?
Yeah, sure. What do you need? I think they have a food question. That is what I'm preparing for. Like,
I went to the women's room.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, someone is bleeding and had diarrhea and died and exploded.
And I'm like, okay, hang on. And you feel bad, and you're like, hey, Jeff. And this dishwasher turns around like, look, bro, this is just how it works. I don't know precisely what you're going to walk into when you walk into the women's room. But I'm going to give you some advice. Take a mop. Take a bucket, take rubber gloves, and please, 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 please don't quit. I don't know what you're going to see, but I got a horrible description. And these guys just walk out like, what in the? I'm like, I don't know. I just know, based on the description, whatever used to be formerly inside of that human being is now on the outside. And as a customer explained it, it's stuck to everything.
Jeez. That's how it works, though. The first day I worked, I showed up, and they were like, somebody peed all over the floor. You got to get it.
That's right.
And that was kind of the rule. Like, if you were the newest janitor, and I don't know why, because people worked in this office building during the day, but people would pee and poop on floors.
Look, when this office was fully occupied, we would go into the bathroom and say, how do you miss this urinal?
Right.
How do you pee all over the top of it? How do you miss and hit the side
of it? The tall one or the little one?
Even one.
The tall one.
I've missed on the little one, not paying attention.
Well, it's for children.
Were you on your phone?
Yes.
Maybe we should put up a sign there. You know what I mean? Get off your phone and name. But yeah, sometimes you walk
But
in
I cleaned
go,
it up, too.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean,
there you go.
That's the difference.
There you go.
You pee on something, you clean it up.
Absolutely. Just ask R. Kelly. What do you hope to never have to clean up again? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.